Good afternoon. My name is Charles Holly, and I'm the Executive Vice President of Finance and Treasurer for Walmart. I'd like to welcome everybody that's here with us and those that are on our webcast. Before we get started, I'm not going to read it, but point everybody and ask you to read the forward-looking statement on the screen above and on your computers back in your offices and at home. And just remind you that any projections made today may differ materially from any actual results. Just a brief note about the agenda today. We're going to start off with Mike Duke, our CEO, who will give some opening comments, and then we'll go to Brian Cornell to talk about Sam's, and then we'll go to Doug McMillan about international, and we'll do Eduardo Castro Wright, talk about the Walmart U.S. business, and then we'll go to Tom Shoey, our Chief Financial Officer, and he'll update us a little bit on finance, and then we'll close with Mike Duke. Each of the sessions, starting with Brian, there'll just be some opening comments, and then they'll be open for Q&A. And when we do the Q&A, what I'd ask you to do is remember to state your firm name and then your name before you ask the question. And please don't ask the question before we get a mic to you. With that, I'd like to introduce our CEO, Mike Duke. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. It's great to see y'all back here in the Walmart Auditorium. Many of you have been here before, and sometimes we do this in other places, but we do not charge ourselves much rent for using this room, and every dollar we save is one more dollar that we can give back to the customer. So I want to start off by just giving you a few comments, and that's one. If you get anything out of this visit, and even, you know, if you think about the transition with Lee and I, and, you know, what's Walmart's priorities, is Mike going to do anything very different? I would tell you the answer is not different. Just again, back to how we're going to accelerate. Take the things that we're doing well and do them even faster and even broader, where more people are active and participating. So saving dollars and giving customer savings is one of those that I just like to continue. You noticed in the meeting this morning, you know, I loved Eduardo that you had gotten the group energized about saving people money. So I just capitalized on that too when I got up there. Our own associates, I believe, are committed to helping customers save money and live better. We also know that the only way you can do that is to be more productive, to save expense, to find ways to operate more effectively every single day. So this is just Walmart though, isn't it? You'd say same old story. It is, except what my focus, my priority, is to take those things that we do well, that's really who we are, that's our company, and to go even faster, to move even with greater speed and with all associates involved in it. You know, I do think, as I said this morning, this is a great opportune time for Walmart. It's a challenging world, isn't it? I mean, I know you, whether you're in New York or Chicago or Boston or another city from maybe outside the United States, this is a global crisis that we're in, but I really do believe that this is Walmart time. This is the time that Sam Walton really created the company for. What I'm also really pleased, as we seize this moment, we're also building that loyalty for the longer-term relationships with our customers. And I am so pleased with the progress in merchandising and operations and the in-store experience and how we're marketing and telling our story around the world. This is true here in the United States with Walmart, with Sam's, but it's also true in every market. I'm really, really pleased with the continued speed and aggressiveness and development of our business in the international markets, as this whole thing about helping customers around the world live better, then there are more customers that come to our stores. So I really, for our introduction this afternoon, I don't have anything any different than what you heard this morning. I just wanted to give you a few additional comments that to just underscore what I said this morning about accelerating and about helping our customers and operating a more effective organization. The one thing I was pleased, I think Rob or Linda in the introduction were saying, you know, it's embarrassing sometimes in a time like this when you're being introduced and people are saying good things about you. we don't usually do that at Walmart, do we? We just kind of give the microphone and say it's Mike's turn to talk. But the one thing I took pride in this morning, even as Rob was talking about the transition from David to Lee and Lee to myself, was that the comment was made about my focus on people and developing people. I would want to be known as someone that is absolutely committed to developing people, to working with from those that I work directly with to the hourly associates that work in the stores. I really do believe that that has been the secret weapon of Walmart. That's another area that I believe we will accelerate even more, is the opportunities that we have, those of us that get to be a part of this Walmart family. And I think that will be something that will be even a greater competitive advantage, will be the quality of leadership. It is a tremendous competitive advantage today. I think it's like we are doing with price leadership. We'll widen that competitive advantage because of the quality of talent that we have throughout our organization at every level of management. Now with that, you know, you're going to get to see, and I'm not going to take up any more time now because I'll get to come back at the end, but the quality of senior team that's up front sitting here, you know, I stand here and look and with great pride of the team that I get to work with every day. One new member of that team I'll start off by introducing is Brian Cornell. Brian is the new president, chief executive of Sam's, and I think now this is day 62, if I'm not mistaken. He speaks and handles himself as though he already has a pretty good handle on the Sam's business after 62 days. We were very fortunate to recruit Brian. I think Eduardo first met Brian, was it 2.5 years ago, was it? 3 years ago, so a little time, you know, that then we had the right opportunity to bring Brian on board. And so it's a pleasure for me to hand the ball to Brian and let him come and tell you about Sam's Clubs first. So Brian,
thanks, Mike.
Turn it to
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.